Patient name, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, last name Cedillo, spelled C-E-D-I-L-L-O. Date of birth, 9/29/11. Date of service, 4/28/23. This is an 11-year-old young man. Mom brings him in due to having some bilateral ear pain, more so on the right side, slight cough, and also complains of a sore throat. She's had this for one day, for the last 24 hours. Apparently it got worse last night. Period. In a paragraph, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other issues verbalized to me today. Vital signs, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, oxygenating well at 99% on room air. Current weight 210, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none. Medical history, autism. Surgical history, tonsillectomy, and bilateral nasal procedure. A social history, lives with mom and dad and sibling. No association of secondhand smoke, period, in a paragraph. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert-oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-grown. He does communicate well with me. He does have autism, which is present and easily recognizable, but he is able to talk well and express his thoughts to me. He answers all my questions well. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Right side is worse. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, orthorhynchal gluteal masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is morbidly obese. Period in the paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute otitis media and acute pharyngitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, PO, BID, 10 days. Number 200 ml, period in the paragraph. He needs to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and mom will return to clinic with him if not improving.